This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Let us pray. God, give us hearts to know your love, ears to hear your whispers, eyes to see your glory, and lips to speak only your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Please. This morning, in our gospel, we're here at the first Sunday after the Epiphany. Jesus has just been born, and then last week we celebrated the visit of the wise people from the east, bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then here we are, and Jesus is 30, getting baptized. We don't have a lot in the Gospels about Jesus as a child. We have a couple stories, and we get to hear them here and there scattered throughout the rest. But this story is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And so we skip to Jesus' baptism. Much like today, how with the weather we've skipped from winter to mid-spring when it's 70 degrees outside. It's an important day for us to remember. Jesus has had this visit from the wise man. Jesus had visits from shepherds and all the other folks. And all that time, Jesus was he who was coming. John was there baptizing at the River Jordan. John, who's only about 6 months older than Jesus. Actually, he's only 3 months older than Jesus, because in the Bible it tells us in the sixth month, Mary goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth. And in that moment, John recognized before his birth that this was the Son of God, the one who was coming into the world. And his whole life, all 30 and a third years of it, to this point, was proclaiming, this guy is coming. Repent. Someone's coming. And all around him were people that repented and were baptized. And we heard a few weeks ago the story of even scribes and religious leaders, the ones who get to say what's righteous and what's not, came to John and said, please baptize me. And he said, you brood of vipers, who told you to come? He's not very nice, but then he baptizes them. So I guess, you know, you win and you lose. And there's a crowd around John all the time. And he's a little exuberant. Okay, a lot exuberant. He's dressed in camel's hair robes with a leather belt around him. And he's eating bugs and honey right out of the tree. John is a lot to deal with. And Jesus comes and says, please baptize me. And there's always this crowd, and I wonder what it's like to have been in that crowd, and you're following John around, because he's always talking about some guy who's coming, but he's pretty cool himself. Plus he does the eating bugs show a few times a day. What else do I have going on in the wilderness? And there he is. And John says, I should be baptized by you. I wonder what moved through the crowd at that moment. I should be baptized by you. The pause that must have hit everyone, heart and soul, saying, oh, this is the one. This is the guy he's been talking about. I've been listening to John for, you know, coming on a year and a half. He's always saying some guy's coming, never does. Broken clocks right once. There he is. John has already told them he's unfit to tie the sandal on this person's foot. And there he is asking to be baptized. And Jesus, when confronted by John in this, says, oh no, it's right for us to fulfill righteousness in this way. It is right. In this moment, Jesus again acts with a humility that we wouldn't expect of ourselves nor anybody else we met. Jesus acts with a humility because this guy's whole ministry is saying, hey, this Jesus is coming. Watch out. You think I'm special, I'm nothing. And there Jesus comes and he says, no, baptize me, please. It's an act of humility, again, in this person of Jesus Christ that we see over and over again. But it's an act of humility that does a lot more than that. You see, you and I, who most of us in here, I think, are baptized. You and I who have been baptized, now because Jesus did that, we are lifted up alongside Jesus. We are lifted up as beloved children of God. Because in that moment where Jesus came up out of the water, they did the whole body thing in the water. Some of us may have been baptized that way. Some of us may have had a sprinkle of water or a splash of water or an eyedropper full of one drop of water at a time to make sure that we didn't get any water in our eyes or something like that. As he came up out of the water, the clouds parted. The heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. And from there they heard the very voice of God. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. In that moment, you and I are invited into it. In that moment, you and I are being lifted up with Jesus as the baptized. Our baptism is something special, whether you remember it or not. I know in our tradition, we don't usually wait till 30. I was like 4 weeks and Methodist. And I know we've got them all over in here from age and different denominations. And part of why we recognize everybody's baptism in the Episcopal Church is because Jesus wasn't an Episcopalian. But we recognize his baptism, don't we? We are lifted up as children of God in that moment. Whether we did it or our parents stood on our behalf or someone else who loves us stood on our behalf and said, this person, we will try to make sure that they accept the call of Jesus in their lives. Accept the call to be a child of God. We've all received it. But in that moment, we say, yes, God. When we baptize, and I wish I had brought the font in here today. I thought about it this morning. It'll be here next week, probably. In that moment, we baptize, we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And the whole congregation says amen, by the way. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. We say it because we know that's who's there. We say it because we know God is present there, just as he was present at Jesus' baptism. And in that moment, we're invited to the same humility and love that Jesus showed every day of his life and every day of his ministry. When we accept that call, whether we're 4 weeks old, 10 years old, we're invited to see the world anew, to see it with those clouds parted, to see it with a loving God who reaches down and says, this is my beloved. When we are in that moment, you and I each receive that statement. This is my child, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. I ask that we all have the power of that moment of love and acceptance to carry with us as we go from this place. Because in that moment, there's nothing between you and I and God. That is what we're called to be in this world. We are called and have already accepted the call to be the breaking in the clouds for others, to be the Spirit coming through for those whom we have cut off from God's love, to remind that God's love is boundless and has no limits. It can reach from heaven itself into a river marked by distrust and dispute, and into that river say, "This is my son, my beloved." What else can it do? I pray that we in this season have the strength and courage to proclaim that there is nothing else that God's love can't do. There is no one that it cannot reach. For we are all, each one, children of the loving and living God. Amen.